Well, I don't see it as a U-turn. I had that proposal on the table from Monday, and as I said, over the course of the week, I didn't get any proper engagement from the other parties. Fianna Fáil had saw that had seen that proposal on the Monday or on the Tuesday morning. Fine Gael had that proposal, and they didn't engage with me. It was very obvious that if I was putting a proposal forward to pass the budget, that I would have to vote for it. So at the 11th hour again, Fine Gael approached me and said that they would do the deal on my budget. So I said I passed it.
Fianna Fáil councillor Ciarán Brogan stood up in the chamber. He's accused you of selling your soul for 30 pieces of silver. How do you react to that?
Ciarán Brogan's the whip of Fianna Fáil. One of their members left. That's why it became the dynamic that it did. He will have questions himself to answer in that regard. That's politics. It's about numbers when you're sitting in the chamber, and when the numbers were available, my proposal was accepted. I had that proposal on the table from early on in the week, and I don't see it as any change of position.
What about Irish Water now? Can you stand over Irish Water coming in to Donegal? Can you stand over water charges coming into Donegal?
I'm vehemently opposed to Irish Water because I feel it will be privatised eventually. I'm opposed to water charges because I feel that it's a basic human right and that we've been delivering that service and paying for that service through taxation. The vote on our budget wasn't going to change that, and I think, as I've said in the chamber over the course of the last 4 days, it's very disingenuous of Fianna Fáil to jump on that bandwagon. They signed up to the creation of Irish Water. They signed up to the creation of water charges in the first memorandum of understanding, and I read that paragraph out to them. Fine Gael have continued with that with that policy, but it's implementation of Fianna Fáil policy. And over the course of this year, there has been little or no mention by Fianna Fáil of Irish Water or the possible problems that they were highlighting in the last couple of days. I've been highlighting those problems over the course of the year and had no backing from Fianna Fáil on that issue.
Many people may be critical because you made a U-turn at the last minute. What do you have to say to them who may be critical?
I would say look at the record of the 4 days, look at the record of the media coverage of it. My proposal was there, and the media will be able to confirm that I would have delivered proposals to them on the Monday and Tuesday. And look at those proposals. I haven't moved from those positions. Others have come to my position. The other thing is what I see and why I supported or put forward that proposal. I've cut 100,000 out of the expenses of councillors, and I've delivered that in as in, instead of a rates cut to businesses, which I don't think is effective. I've delivered that money into a tourism fund, which will allow us to continue with the level of support of tourism marketing that we did last year when we had national funding from the gathering events. We won't have that this year, but Donegal will probably be one of the few counties that will be able to keep up the momentum that was built in the gathering and keep the footfall in Donegal higher. Now, I feel that's a far better way to deliver for the business people of Donegal. Get the people into their businesses, get them spending money, get them creating jobs, and those people then in turn are spending that money in the community, and I think every business then benefits.
Do you understand too that Sinn Féin councillors are also expressing their disappointment that you switched to the other side?
Yes, and again, I said that my position's the same. I outlined my position early on Tuesday, or sorry, early on Monday and Tuesday. My position hasn't moved since then. I said others who rejected my position have come back to me. I've engaged heavily in this budget process from the very start. And again, I think if you ask the county manager, ask the director of finance, they'll tell you that they've had more meetings with me over this budget than anybody else. I said I've looked at proposals, I've gone away and made other ones. I'm the only one who produces the proposal, I think, in the correct manner, listing what the different items are and listing and showing it on paper in front of people. I didn't bring the initial proposals to council because, as I said, the management didn't think that those cuts and spending increases could be made in the areas that I was saying. And I worked hard with them to find a proposal that would work. I also, if you note that the increase and spending sits now at 300,000 as opposed to the 480,000 proposed by Fine Gael, and I believe that that was achievable as opposed to the 480 that I didn't support earlier in the week.
Do you think it's fair that the budget proposals that were adopted, that Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil didn't actually get to discuss these proposals? Should there have been an adjournment?
I think there could have been an adjournment, but the problem is, as I said, these have been there in circulation since Tuesday. I don't think there was a need for a lot more discussion. I mean, we're here over 50 hours. If we'd used that time effectively, I don't feel it was, and I don't feel they were going to engage in those. You were going to see a bit of pomp and a bit more grandstanding. That's what we've seen for the last 4 days that we've been at budget meetings. And that's the type of thing that I've highlighted constantly within the chamber, that we need to cut out the pomp, cut out the old politics, and get on with business, do the work. We should have been able to conduct and conclude this in our meeting in December. And definitely early on the first day.